Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to have the next tasting of Batch 12 of 2023. Now, this is from the Treehouse series, the Treehouse Short that they put out. This is using Warrior, Azaka, Citra, Mosaic, and Azaka hops. I'm not going to go over the grain bill and all the hop scheduling. I've already done videos on that, and plus the recipe will be down in the description if you want to check on that. So this one finished at 7.49% ABV, bottled on 10/1/23. So now it's 2 months old, second tasting. So let's go ahead and get this open, get it into a glass. Now, this is using one of the big carbonation tablets, the one for 12 ounce, not the small pearl. So let's check that out. Good hiss, good smoke. Oh, we're going to go over, though. So it might be a little carved. We'll see. Looks, whoa, yep. I do bottle directly out of the fermenter. This could be the first one. I'm going to leave that in there. I would say, if anything, it is oxidized from what you're looking at. But so in previous years, I always marked what bottle one was because I tried to drink that first just in case it was overcarbed. So usually when it's overcarbed and you open it, all that air goes down and mixes with everything. Is it going to hurt you? No, but I try and have clear beer or see how hazy it is, stuff like that. Where this one, it was already too late. I'm guessing this is the first bottle I did because I bottled directly out of the fermenter. Everything is right there. And so it all that trub goes into the first bottle usually. Off-white colored head, pretty much all small bubbles from that pour, two fingers of head. Like a dirty chocolate color. Yeah, I would definitely say it's oxidized. I'm going to get that a little bit more just because I'm stubborn and I won't buy a tube to go down into the bottle. I just put the bottle, I open it with the bottle like this and pour it in there. So it shouldn't affect the smell or the taste, but yeah, color not too pleasing, but if you're a home brewer and you're drinking them out of the bottle, you're going to be fine. Let's see if we can get any smell off this humongous head. And that only one, and I don't know why I don't use them often. I had to use them because my local homebrew shop didn't have the small pearl carbonation tablets. But yeah, it seems that's 2 months and it feels like that head's growing more and more. But let's go ahead and smell. Tropical fruit like a mango. From that, Simcoe. Did I say Mosaic? If I did, it should be Simcoe. From the Simcoe, I do get a touch of like that garlic onion, but that fruit, that juicy fruit mango is up on top, is more potent than anything. Some bitterness in the back, like an orange rind bitterness, like a juicier orange rind bitterness in there. But that's about it. Let's see if I can drink this without getting it all over the place. Yeah, you definitely, I'm going with mango, like a fruity mango, but you get like an orange rind throughout the whole entire thing. It seems like the bitterness is from the beginning all the way to the end, but that mango, that orange fruity mango is sticking out until the aftertaste, and then it's like orange rind bitterness all over. Yeah, a little sweetness about mid-palate to the end, along with that bitterness, almost like a candied orange, candied mango, in there. If anything, I don't know if it's because it's overcarbed, but I can say the body's a little light. We're 0.01 away from a double New England IPA, and it seems like that body's on the lighter side to me. But yeah, smooth, easy drinking, tastes good. Definitely one I would make 5 gallons of if I didn't have so many. I've got 13, 14, and 15 to review today, so I'm going to review those. I'm not going to do a side-by-side on them, but yeah, this one is still good. Yeah, it's oxidized. I'll mark it down on here, so when I taste the next time, we'll see if that one is oxidized too. But other than the oxidation, tastes good.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.